You see, we believe... Well, let me put it like this.
There are Jews in the world. There are Buddhists. There are Hindus and Mormons and then...
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
I've never been one of them. I'm a Roman Catholic, and have been since before I was born. And the one thing they say about Catholics is they'll take you as soon as you're warm. You don't have to be a six-footer. You don't have to have a great brain. You don't have to have any clothes on. You're a Catholic the moment that came. Because every sperm is sacred.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Did you know your sperm will literally be worth lots and lots of money if you're not vaccinated? At least there are some anti-vaxxers banking, you know, sperm banking apparently on that. Let me tell you what I do mean. Anti-vaxxers are convinced their sperm will soon be worth a fortune. Kind of like Beanie Babies.
This is so dumb. But let's keep going. No, it's just
this
such
is
a dumb
very,
idea.
Very important
topic. Oh, it's a very important topic, but it's such a dumb idea for them.
Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Attorney Mark Thompson joining us soon. But in the meantime, let's talk about this valuable sperm. Some male anti-vaccination activists believe that their sperm will soon make them a fortune. As Vice News explains, anti-vaxxers falsely believe that COVID-19 vaccines will lead to widespread infertility among men who get inoculated against the virus, and that they will leave those who have remained unvaccinated as the only humans left capable of reproduction. You know, here's the problem with their plan. None of the women are still going to want to have sex with these guys, these anti-vaxxers, yeah, Trumpsters.
And the people who
they're still incels.
The people who would use in vitro fertilization believe in things like, I don't know, science. So they'd probably want someone who might be vaccinated, or if they say it all works out and they decide to go with it anyway, they're probably going to vax their kids as soon as possible.
Brian, you don't get it. Sperm is the new cryptocurrency. Let me read a little.
Sounds good.
You know, think Bitcoin. In fact, the belief has even gone so far that a group of anti-vaccine developers are creating a new cryptocurrency called... they call it Unvax Sperm, two X's, that launched just a week ago and saw, their words, not mine, explosive growth. Do you think they meant to do it that way?
That's amazing.
Vice reports that the new cryptocurrency is just a gateway drug to a much broader plan to allow anti-vaxxers in the future to make serious bank by selling their sperm to women. That's, you know... Who doesn't want some sperm for Christmas?
I'd like to keep it on manual control for a while.
By selling their sperm to women whose vaccinated partners will purportedly be unable to conceive. Not willing to stand in for the boys, are you?
That's a lot of leaps to be making, but hey, all right.
How? And the fact that it's backed by, you know, cryptocurrency, that just makes it
so much more real.
We used to have the Bitcoin boys playing out on weekend nights here. But anyways, we'll move on. The developers behind Unvax Sperm, that's the cryptocurrency, say their plan is to use the memeable nature of their coin. It's memeable nature of their coin to make it go viral and draw people into their anti-vaccine community, promising big plans that include a purebred version of Tinder. Purebred. Now, where have we heard that term before?
That may be a road that we don't want to go down.
They also promise cryogenically frozen unvaccinated sperm, sort of sperm sickles, something called Project Super Sperm. The publication writes, Project Super Sperm. What could possibly go wrong?
There's an awful lot of moisture in here.
However, Vice cautions that it's entirely possible that all of these alleged plans are simply vaporware intended to draw in gullible anti-vaxxers who will then be scammed out of their money by investing in the currency. So let me see if I got all the different possible grifts out of the way. They're selling the sperm of the unvaccinated, and they're banking it into cryptocurrency called Unvax Sperm, two X's, and possibly it's a grift to try and steal money from the gullible. You know, that doesn't seem like a half bad plan. In light of the fact, did you see the Kraken lady, Sidney Powell?
Oh, yeah. We know facts follow her.
Well, the Kraken lady apparently, you know, out there propagating the big lie. And it's not that your sperm will be valuable someday. The big lie up until now has been that Donald Trump won the election, right? Well, she's been fundraising on this notion from, let's call it, the unvaccinated sperm donating gullible. And she's raised almost $15 million. Now, she's being sued for $1.3 billion, so net-net, you know, she's going to lose a fair chunk of money. But propagating the big lie apparently has been a big grift for the Kraken lady. You know, I saw a bottle of booze the other day. Apparently it's Kraken. You know, it's like release a Kraken in your belly.
You know what? I would encourage any Republicans who are unvaccinated who think they want to I think you should just send your sperm to Sidney Powell just so that she would have it because, you know, she might be the one person that would maybe take it right now. I don't know.
Did you, Thomas Massey, a Republican congressman over the weekend, sent out a Christmas card. He and all the family, they're all holding assault rifles.
Oh, yeah, that looked very tasteful. It was a day after the mass shooting.
And Charlie Sykes, formerly of Wisconsin, Righty Whitey Talk fame, now working over on MSNBC and NPR and different stuff. You know, he called it kind of what it was. He said this picture of Massey and the fam, sort of a, what do you call it? Let's call it a penis pic. He is different vernacular, ever so slightly different. But the fact that, you know, CNN, which is cable news, had to slow it down and say, I hope families were not offended. Well, I don't know how anyone would ever be offended. Living in this great country we live in, where every sperm is sacred and soon valuable and translatable to cryptocurrency. Come back, Mark Thompson. Fine Attorney is next.
I had to beat off all this stuff.
At that speed, would you be able to pull out in time?
Have to beat that off. You know, they got New York all over.
Put that thing away, you're going to get us all killed.